Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. While most people don't think about a legislative office as providing services to citizens, but as a matter of fact, there are quite a few services that are provided. And once again, you've been noted as, at least in the Republican caucus, providing the greatest number of services to your constituents in your district. What's this all about, and what services do you provide for constituents in your district office?
Yes, thank you for the question. I've been fortunate to have the great distinction of being ranked number one in Republican constituent services, citizen services to the people of my district, my staff here in Tioga County, the Wellsboro office, as well as the Troy office in Bradford County. Process approximately 9 times more motor vehicle, driver's license, birth certificate, vehicle registration, anything to do with the state in terms of the paperwork and the services provided. And for many years now, I have provided 9 times more services than my colleagues in the Republican caucus. And it's a great honor and privilege to serve the people of my legislative district in Harrisburg, voting and crafting legislation and getting laws passed. But really, what's most rewarding is helping people back home in the district offices every day. And every day, we average about 400 to 600 contacts per day between phone calls, emails, appointments, walk-ins. And we provide a myriad of services to the people of my area, including motor vehicle transactions, driver's license, birth and death certificates, ATV, snowmobile paperwork. I've got to thank my dedicated staff for all their hard work in processing the thousands of requests that come through our offices each day. They are fantastic. The best part of my job is being able to help people, and it's great to know that folks are definitely making use of our services. And one of our popular constituent services right now that we're seeing people line up for in our offices is filling out the property tax rent rebate applications. These programs are now out for completion, and eligible people can receive a rebate of up to $650 based on their rent or property taxes paid last year in 2013. The program benefits eligible Pennsylvanians who are 65 years or older, widows, widowers 50 years or older, and those 18 years or older with disabilities. The eligibility income limits for homeowners exclude 50% of Social Security, SSI, and Railroad Tier 1 benefits, so 50% of that income is not even counted, so that makes more people eligible for these rebates and checks every year from Harrisburg. So I'd like to remind people that that's one service that we are providing, and of course all of our services are free of charge. All they have to do is call or come in, and we're glad to help them with any of the paperwork, whether it's property tax rent rebates, temporary placards, or disability license plates. The pharmaceutical programs that the state has, PACE-PACENET applications for seniors. We help people with voter registration forms and absentee ballot applications. We can provide copies of legislation, birth certificates, death certificates. We can schedule tours of the state capitol and help resolve concerns or problems related to the state. And so we're here to serve. We want to keep this good legacy of being ranked number one in constituent services. And it's just a great honor and a privilege to help people.
And if folks need to get in touch with your district office, why don't you give them an address and a number so just so they can know how to get a hold of you?
Yes, here in Wellsboro, 74 Main Street. Phone number is 570-724-1390, or they can contact my Troy office in Western Bradford County at 121 Canton Street, Troy, Pennsylvania. The phone number there, 570-297-3045.
And speaking of state government services, it is that time of year when our roads start to fall apart because of the hard winter we're having. And I understand that there is a way that people can let PennDOT know about problems and potholes that are occurring in highways. What's going on here?
Absolutely. This has been a particularly hard, cold winter, and we're going to be seeing a lot of infrastructure damage to our roads, our highways. So I'd like to remind motorists that potholes and other roadway maintenance concerns on state roads can be reported to the Department of Transportation by calling 1-800-FIX-ROAD. The wet weather and temperature fluctuations above and below the freezing point are real problem conditions for potholes. So callers are asked to be as specific as possible when giving pothole locations or other maintenance concerns. Callers must report the county, municipality, street name or route number, state route number, if they can provide that information. In addition, callers should also provide a description of any familiar landmarks that will help PennDOT locate the problem area. Again, the number is 1-800-FIX-ROAD. The hotline can be used to report potholes, roadway washouts, missing highway signs, high shoulder drop-offs, or deer removal. And once notified, PennDOT will work to address pothole and roadway concerns as soon as weather permits.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.